Good afternoon. I'll call the Orange County Water District Administration and Finance Issue Committee to order. And today is May 15th. It is 12:01. Can we please have a roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Mesqua.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Jung.
Present.
Director Green. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Meeks. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, thank you. Are there items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Olson. Any visitors' participation regarding issues wishing to comment on issues for up to 3 minutes to the board on any items that are not listed on the agenda? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Let's move on to the consent calendar, which consists of items number 1 through 9. Does any of the committee members wish to pull any items for discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion for
approval.
I'll
make a motion.
I have a motion from Director Amesqua.
I'll second, Jung.
Seconded by Director Jung. Thank you. And let's have roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Amesqua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
The motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to item number 10. That's the Santa Ana Well Construction Loan Agreement. Mr. Olson.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Yeo. I'm going to give a verbal report on this. So Santa Ana New Construction Well Loan, this is the second application we received. The committee will recall we gave Seal Beach. We approved it and we executed a loan application for that, and that agreement's been processed. So this is for Santa Ana's well number 42, known as their Washington well, and this will support their upper zone. And it's crucial to them because their upper pressure zone is, you know, they have demands there and they need to get their wells back online. And this would provide some additional well and production in that zone. This well has already been drilled and casing installed. So the request is for the equipping. And the equipping includes pump and motor, the electrical controls, the building, disinfection, and some pipeline work. So I want to point out that the draft template agreement was shared with Santa Ana staff and also their legal counsel. They didn't have any comments other than they were good to go with it. And that was a factor of the work that we spent with Seal Beach and really developing a strong template agreement. So they were good with it. Want to point out that this loan would be partially funded through reserves and also through RA revenues. This well is located in an area that PFAS treatment will be required. So that would be taken care of separately and become part of the program. So the recommendation is to approve this new well construction loan agreement with Santa Ana up to $10 million.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. Does anyone have any questions or comments regarding item number 10?
I do, but I hit clap. I'm sorry. I was trying to hit raise my hand. And I don't know how to lower it.
Please.
Okay. I'm sorry. So thank you for the presentation. And I just want to say thank you because as we all know, the city of Santa Ana with the water district, we've had a great relationship and we're going to continue to do that and do the work. And I know you covered briefly the construction, but it is 1,700 linear feet. A 16-inch water main pipeline, and we're going to connect it to the new well to the city's upper zone. So there's some good things that'll come out of here if it's approved. So I hope that we get the support. So again, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Mesqua. Chris, I have a quick question. If I don't see any other hands, so it's amortized across 20 years. It's the same as Seal Beach's terms as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, and then as you mentioned, a lot of the work was done, under the Seal Beach contract by laying the ground for the other water agencies to follow. And I'm glad that we're able to assist the city of Santa Ana as well. Any other comments or questions? Yes,
I just had a
Director
quick
Wagner.
question. So when you said the PFAS, so the 10 million will cover just the construction of the well, and then we'll have to then evaluate PFAS at that point, what they're pulling up or what work would
Yes.
be or
So we already know it's in an area where there is PFAS contamination. The initial sample results when they drilled the well and tested it had it in exceedance of the current response levels. So it actually qualifies for the original round one program. So what will happen is we'll fund the loan agreement for the equipping, and then we'll separately include the reimbursement schedule for the PFAS treatment as a separate item.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I'll come to us though when we do
Yes.
that. Okay.
Yes.
And will this water taste clean so they can beat a Fountain Valley?
We will always be
Sure,
number
Miss.
one.
It will always be in hearts. All right, I'll make a motion if there aren't any other. I don't
I'll
know.
second
Maybe
it.
Director Amezcua, maybe she makes the motion since it's her.
Or I'll motion and you can second it.
There we go. Let's do that.
All right, sounds good. So we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
All right, fantastic. let's go on to item number 11, budget to actual report for third quarter of fiscal year 24-25. And
Thanks, Chair Yeo. Who's gonna Melissa Ochoa is gonna give this presentation.
Good afternoon. Yes, presenting our operations budget to actual for third quarter ending March 31st, 2025. So we've completed the first 9 months of the fiscal year, and our first slide here is a summary of our operating expenditures. For the 9 month, our total annual budget revised totaled 149.5 million. And our actual expenses came in for the 9 months at a total of 131.2 million, which is about 18.3 million less than the 9 months. So we highlighted two of the categories that made up this amount. First, with our general fund expenditures, they were 4.1 million less than planned for the year to date. And our replacement and refurbishment expenditures came in at 11 million less than planned for the 9 months. So here's our general fund. These are our 21 departments. They were in total 4.1 million less than the revised year-to-date budget for the year. We highlighted four departments. The first one is board admin. We had 213,000 less than planned on board election expenses, which these expenses typically occur every other year. So we won't have these expenses this fiscal year.
Is that because Director Tran ran unopposed? No.
Yes, I did. Didn't
Good job.
have to run so hard or fast.
Then we had our water production was 2 million less than planned for the 9 months, primarily due to the chemicals used in our groundwater replenishment system. We had our sodium hypochlorite, anti-scalant, and citric acid chemicals. Those were lower than the budget for the 9 months, and it's simply just less water production year to date. Forbay operations was 240,000 less than planned in electrical costs, and that was due to less movement of water from the basin, from Burris Basin to Santiago Basin, for the recapture, capture and recharge of the storm water. And hydrogeology, they were more than planned, about 400,000, and that was related to an unanticipated settlement we received for South Basin. So our professional services for legal was a little more than we for the 9 months that we anticipated. Replacement and refurbishments, we were 11 million lower than the year-to-date budget. 6.5 million of this amount is related to these three main projects that anticipate that to complete later this year. First is our Santiago floating pump station. We were 2.3 million less than planned for the year, for the 9 months. Phase one of construction is completing, and phase two will start later this calendar year in 2025. Orange storm drain at Bond Basin is 2.3 million less than the budget. Construction anticipates to start late summer or fall. And then the Anaheim Vault is 1.8 million less than the budget for the 9 months. And construction, again, as well as this one, it's anticipated to start late summer, beginning of fall. And our last slide is our summary of operating revenues, budget to actual for the 9 months. So here our revenue sources in total for the 9 months. Our budget is 191 million for the 9 months, and our actual came in slightly higher, about 15 million higher at 206 million. So we highlighted three of the categories that made up this variance. Our replenishment assessments was 5.2 million more than planned. And we had our groundwater pumping budgeted for the 9 months at 219,000 acre feet. And we came in about 3% more at 226,000 acre feet. Our investment revenues are 4.4 more than planned. And this is just simply due to investment interest rates were more than the anticipated for the year so far. And our rent and other revenues, we're about 6.3 million more than planned. And this is mainly due to the district receiving 3.2 million in a legal settlement related to the South Basin that we weren't anticipating. And then we also had 1.6 million of our annual annexation fees. They were all received in this quarter. So that was more than we anticipated for the 9 months. And that concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Okay, thank you for the presentation, Ms. Ochoa. Any questions for Ms. Ochoa?
Just the annual annexation, what was that? Just for my knowledge?
Yeah, so we budget the annual annexation for the whole year. We received it all in this quarter. So by the end of the year, that should smooth out because our budget's annualized.
Did that answer your question, Director Wagon? Okay, thank you.
I have one. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to clap. It'll clap on accident. Right? Can you go back to the slide? Let me see. Can you go back one more? One more, please. There you go. So we talked about, you talked about water production. So there's a savings, and you said because the water is cleaner. Is that correct? Did I hear you correct?
No, we had lower chemical expenses for our groundwater replenishment system. And it's primarily due to our the system just producing less water. Therefore, we just use less chemicals.
Okay, less water. Less. Got it. Okay, thank you very much. That's what I wanted to correct. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And Melissa, can you advance to the next slide, please? I have a quick question there. So the savings from the projects, are they what attributed to the savings? Is it lower construction cost or where the projects are being delayed?
Sure, you know, those projects just haven't been, the money hasn't been spent yet. So the last two are planned. The Orange Storm Drain has been awarded. So that work's going to start end of June. And Anaheim Valve Vault will be going out to bid in a few months for summer work. So it's just been a little bit of time delays why you're seeing that cost.
Got it. It's not necessarily due to savings or anything. It's just
no. We plan on fully spending that money.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any other questions or comments for the staff? Okay. If not, this is a receive and file, right? Let me see.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So we don't need the vote on this. Okay. Thank you. There are no other questions or comments. So I believe there is only one more item, number 12, monthly cash disbursements report.
It's contained in the packet.
Okay. Thank you. So let's see. I would direct that we agendize items one, well, the appropriate items on the for consideration at the May 21st board meeting. Okay, we good?
Yes.
All right. Any directors' announcements or reports? Okay, hearing, seeing none. Mr. Acting General Manager Olson.
Nothing to report.
Okay, that brings us to adjournment. Thank you very much, everybody. Have
Thank you,
a
everybody.
good day. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.